Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 13 to 19. Why this judgment? Why has this appalling judgment fallen upon Israel, and now is about to fall on Judah? Why? Is it mindless? Is it pointless? Is it random? Is it just unfortunate? Is it bad luck? Is it chance? No. God has inflicted Israel in the north and is now about to inflict Judah in the south with captivity. And the reason is they have forsaken him, and therefore he has forsaken them. They have given him up, and therefore he gives them up. They have gone to the pagans, and to the pagans they will have to go. They have looked to the pagans for their help and guidance and gods. Right, now they will suffer under the heel of pagans. That is what God says here through this young prophet. This is his opening ministry. This is his declaration. What a prophecy. Why it has Israel, Judah, come under such judgment. Look at the opening question here. Verse 14. Is Israel a servant? A slave? Well, yes. Israel is a slave now. Assyria in the north has taken the northern kingdom, and Babylon is about to take the southern kingdom. But is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? Was Israel the one nation, and then Israel and Judah, the two separate kingdoms, were they born like that? Why then has he become plunder? The answer is, of course, he was not born like it. Israel was not born like it. Indeed, if you go back to the history of Israel, Israel was formed in deliverance from slavery. Israel was formed as a nation with the Exodus, with the deliverance under Moses from Egypt. Now that was slavery, and they came out into the wilderness into freedom, and God gave them his covenant. He gave them his law at Sinai. He took them into the promised land. He made them fruitful. Israel was born in emancipation, in liberty, in joy, in prosperity, in deliverance from slavery. Israel was not made a slave by birth. Israel was made a full-grown son, and rich and powerful and plenteous in its provision. Now it's been plundered. Lions have roared. They have growled at him, 14 and 15. They have laid waste his land. Look at these words. Laid waste, burned, deserted, shaved the crown of your head. Israel has been humiliated. The nations have roared and growled and abused Israel. God's people, the delivered people of God, the redeemed from Egypt, are now in bondage and captivity. No, it's not mindless, pointless, random, unfortunate, just a coincidence, bad luck, chance. No, no, no. God is judging them. Why? Because, verse 17, Israel's sin, Israel's judgment, therefore, is self-inflicted. Have you not brought this on yourselves? You see, these are rhetorical questions. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? No answer. No, of course they're not. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Of course they have. Of course they've forsaken him. They've gone to Assyria, they've gone to Babylon, they've gone to Egypt, they've gone to the gods of the world. They've gone around looking for paganism. Verse 18, now why go to Egypt and drink water from the Shihor, that is the Nile? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the river? They've gone to the Euphrates. You see what God is saying to them? You've gone to Egypt for pagan help. You've gone to Assyria for pagan gods. You won't drink from the Jordan. No, but you will drink from the Euphrates or from the Nile. You can see the picture. You won't worship me. You won't keep my covenant. You won't obey my law. You won't stand fast with me. But you'll play the fool, you'll play the harlot, you'll play ducks and drakes with the pagans. It's self-inflicted. Verse 18 and verse 17. It is your wickedness. Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. That is what God is saying to them. They have forsaken God, and God will forsake them. And this is a principle right through Scripture. Romans 1 is absolutely explicit on it. The people, the natural man, will not have God, will not keep God, will not restrain themselves to God. They will not submit to God. They gave up God, so God gave them up. Why do we see wickedness in the human race? Because men have given up God, and God forsakes them. It is his great mercy that he still preaches the gospel. He sent his son into the world, and he now sends his servants to preach the gospel, to show mercy to sinners. But here is the cause of all the corruption of the world. In Adam we fell, and we've fallen in ourselves, and the world has given up God, and God forsakes the world in judgment. But of course, coming closer to home, this is not just the natural man we're talking about. This is Israel, and it's a picture to us of professing people of God. Now, what's the relevance in the New Covenant? This is all Old Covenant here. Now, what's the relevance in the New Covenant? Well, we see it all around us. I know I keep saying this, and it must bore you to tears, but we need to hear it. Jeremiah is saying it over and over again. The history of the kings of Judah says it over and over again. Israel went to the pagans, and God detested it. I see the evangelicals today going to the pagans. How do they run their businesses? How do they run their affairs? And this is the way the church must be re-engineered, must be refashioned to make it just like a shopping mall, an entertainment zone, a football arena, a stage, a platform, a theatre, whatever. This is what we're seeing today. And if we forsake God, and we are forsaking God, brothers and sisters, if we forsake God, he will forsake us. The candlesticks will be removed, Revelation 2 and 3. These things are written for our learning, 1 Corinthians 10. Of course, it's been well said that the one lesson we learn from history is that we do not learn from history. We are repeating the book of Judges. We're repeating the books of Kings and Chronicles, and we shall reap the way they did. You say, this is alarmist. They said that about Jeremiah. The false prophets were all saying it's all going to be all right. But judgment was at the door. Will we learn, brother and sister? This is the point. Am I addressing any elders? Will you reform the church and get back to Scripture and keep it to the ecclesia, the called out ones? Brother and sister, stand up for Christ. Raise your voice against this apostasy into paganism. God was judging his people here, and Israel and Judah deserved it. We are sowing the wind, brother and sister, and we shall reap the whirlwind if we continue. May God have mercy upon us. May Jeremiah speak to us again, even though he is dead. May God speak to us through him. And may God even use these feeble words in this short discourse to bring glory to you, his name, and good to his people, and thereby the gospel go out again in pristine glory to see sinners saved and to see the saints of God edified and God magnified through it all for Christ's sake. Amen.